This is Defining New Media Marketing, the podcast. Your brief for insights, tips, and the future of new media marketing. Let's get started. Well, welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, the middle of the week. I hope you're having a great week so far. Today, we will continue our series on content, the future of content, content creation. We will talk about curation and why curation is one of those topics I believe you will hear a lot more about here in the coming years, mainly because of the rise of content creation. You know, you've got companies such as Demand Media, which from the Wall Street Journal is, at least I'm reading from here, they plan an IPO to be priced between $14 to $16 a share, offering 4.5 million shares and raising nearly $140 million. Now, if you don't know who Demand Media is, they're basically just a big content creation marketplace. They rely on a stable of 13,000 freelance content creators. They create how-to articles, lists, and online material. A lot of it is search engine targeted to drive ad revenue. So because of that, and stuff like this, and a lot of people are getting into the content game, there's an opportunity for the curation realm. We'll talk more about that today. You are listening to Defining New Media, your first and last stop for new media news. I am Scott Scanlon from Ubrand Inc., and you can reach me at scott@ubrandinc.com or on Twitter. That's twitter.com/ScottScanlon. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, there's a button over there. You're going to see it if you're looking at the page right now. Just hit subscribe. Leave any comment in iTunes. Any comment, any review is much appreciated. Look, so let's just jump right into this curation thing. Curation is coming to light because it's increasingly obvious that someone needs to make sense of all this content we're creating. The average person, your average persona out there, your average consumer out there, your average target market doesn't have time to go through all this stuff. So there's an opportunity for you to be the market leader, the curator of your industry, of your field, of your target market, for your target market, for your niche. It's an opportunity for you to put a stamp of approval on a piece of content that someone in your target market should pay attention to. This podcast is a curation of new media. The stuff that I cover on the podcast, I believe, and I share with you, because I believe it's something that you should know about today, or that you should be thinking about in the future, or that you could put in practice. So the lens that I put it through, my curation for this podcast was, is it something that someone needs to know about if they're looking to market themselves, their business, their product, their service? Or is it something they should be concerned about as they go out there and market themselves, their business, their product or service? So this podcast that you listen to is really a curation of new media. And it's more of a combination. And there's a good example out there of this new model of curation created, content creation, I should say. And I got this by, I was watching a video from Steve Rosenbaum from Magnify.net at a recent conference called Pivot. And he mentioned this great example of the Huffington Post and how the content creation from the Huffington Post is a combination of curated, created, and crowdsourced. And he made a really important point about this. He said that I go to the Huffington Post and you'll be hard-pressed to find out, to see which one of the stories on the Huffington Post is curated, created, or crowdsourced by the Huffington Post. How that piece of content was created. And what the larger point is, basically, the Huffington Post has created a brand of trust with its audience. And if they put a story up there, no matter how it was sourced, they're given authority to that. But let me dive in a little bit there and explain it a little bit more. So we talk about curation. A curation from, let's just say, the Huffington Post example would be the New York Times. I do that on this podcast here. I reference stories typically in other newsletters, other websites, and then we expand on it. So you're saying this is worthwhile. This is something that I believe you should find a value and doing that on a consistent basis. Now, the Huffington Post also does the created, where they have their own staff. They create their own stories. They also have the crowdsource, where the community creates the stories. And what's really interesting, if you look at the Huffington Post, you can barely tell which one's created, or crowdsourced when you go to the main page. And that's an important element, because they're really given that stamp of authority and approval to it. So when we talk about creating a curation strategy, right, it's good to think about whether or not you can create this strategy, because maybe when you look out in the marketplace, your marketplace, you realize, geez, there's just a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of good stuff. And in fact, there's a lot of stuff out there, but there's maybe not enough where there's a lot of great stuff that's not getting the attention it deserves, right? And can I create a strategy where I can house that, where I can curate that, either add to it, or be the authority, be the go-to place by sharing it? There's that stamp of approval. And what's good about that aspect as well is if you get good at that and you really do dive in and be serious about pulling off that strategy, it allows you to use that platform that you built to share some of your created content. So let's talk about really the process of curation. We talk about the process of curation. It's relatively straightforward. The first thing you have to do is go through your personas, right? So you define all that, what they would find valuable, and then you need to start identifying and collecting. Identify where you're going to find this information on a consistent basis. When I started this podcast, for instance, and I go back to this because it's what I know well, but when I started this podcast, there was a couple sources that I went to for new media news. It was about 5 or 6, right? It was Mashable, a couple other stuff, right? A couple other websites. Well, I then found out that, you know, that's just not enough. It's not enough to really share with you what is really happening in new media marketing. So I had to identify more sources. And as I started to identify more sources, I started going more niche. So for instance, I started with just digital marketing, then marketing, and then mobile marketing, and then down to stuff like just CMO stuff, you know, chief marketing officer stuff, and then down to just stuff in relation to cloud marketing, just going down to finding the niche leaders in each individual market, or finding just that individual market who was speaking about that stuff, and then working on finding an authority within there so you can get a good overview. A good example of this, a really good example of kind of like how far I've drilled it down for this podcast to provide great content for you, it is a site called Storefront Backtalk, right? And Storefront Backtalk is techniques, tools, and trades about retail technology and e-commerce. Kind of an out of the way website. You know, you're probably not aware of it, but oftentimes when I see a story from another source about retail technology, I'll go here to vet it out. And it's typically talked about. And it's typically talked about a couple weeks before that story is released. And it's typically a take, you know, real specific. So my curation effort, I had to go out and really find these sources beyond just the typical sources. Because also what you'll find out in curation is that it's good that you can curate information, but what good would it be for me to curate information that's on Mashable, right? It's the biggest, you know, one of the biggest social media websites out there. So why should I, you know, really point you to something you're probably already seen? Now, if it's part of the overall mix, yeah, but so to me, there's that fine line of curation. You know, what elements or what can you collect that's valuable that you know your market probably wouldn't find, but actually would find valuable? From there, you want to organize it, right? You want to organize it, and then you have that question of, okay, I've collected it, I've identified it, I've got it consistent, now I'm going to organize it on a consistent basis. Now, are you just going to organize it and share it, or are you going to contribute to it? For instance, this podcast, I organize and I contribute. Very seldom do I ever just mention a story without adding my two cents, adding more to it, right? And that's an important element. What annoys me, here's what's annoying me in curation, is the places that do curate stuff, but they give you the go-between. And for instance, there's a newsletter that I like a lot, but simply the way they curate stuff, it annoys me in a way. And what's the name of this? It's Net News Check. They have an AM and PM version. I'm subscribed to both of them, right? And what they do is they curate stuff on Net News, on basically internet, marketing, technology stuff. But when you click on the link within the email, it goes to their website where you can comment. Okay, now I understand what they're trying to do there, but I have yet, and I've been on this newsletter for I don't know how long, I have yet to see someone comment on that go-between page between their sharing of the content and the content beyond there, right? So I've often thought, you know what I should do is I should just start commenting here just because no one else does. And at least if I'm commenting there, I know it's going to show up and someone actually will at least probably read it, right? Because it always says zero comments. So to me, that's a broken curation model. But in a way, I understand that they have to justify it. So, but it's a good example of kind of them curating this information leading to another source. Now, what would be good is if they would curate it, but then contribute on that page, because that would probably drive more engagements. The next step in curation is to share it. You have to find the platform to share it in. Now, if you have a website, obviously, if you have a blog, a lot of this will be driven by your persona. How does your persona want it? Do they want it in an email? Some of the best newsletters these days are still email driven. A lot of these niche newspapers like the Thrillist and these other newspapers and websites, they started and they're still going strong in their email delivery. Now, when you get this curation down, you get really to the point that you then have an opportunity to experiment with creating content. If you're known as a great curator and you're marketing a niche, not only are you building authority, but it does give you the ability to experiment and create. For instance, that's what we're doing right here, right now, is not only have built the audience to a certain level with curating content, but in talking to people and going out there, there's segments of the show where we go into specific topics like this, like content. We talk about content. We talk about specific marketing. That's a form of creation. I'm using this content also for my book that I'm working on. So the stuff that you're listening to will be, I'm working on editing it down and really putting it into a book. So The building the platform for me of the curation platform of new media marketing has allowed me to kind of test out the creation model and to see if there's appetite for certain things. You know, I believe we're going to see a lot more of this curation stuff as time moves on, because just the amount of content and the amount of conversations and just the people's need to really make sense of it all. And that is an opportunity for you. It's an opportunity for you and your market, your niche, your company's market or niche, to be the authority in the curation, to be the authority in the information, to what matters in your market, to what people should pay attention to. So it's a strategy that I would consider, highly, and I would look and see, you know, is it worthwhile? Is it something we can compete in? Look, tomorrow will be probably our last series on content in the future of content, and that's about creating action and content. Hopefully, you're still with me here, and we haven't deviated too far from the typical topics of the show of just really curating new media news. If you are, definitely send me some feedback, or if this is something that you're just completely annoyed. Obviously, if you're completely annoyed, you probably didn't get this far into the content, into the future of content series here. But either way, send me some feedback at scott@ubrandinc.com. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, where we'll talk about creating action in content.